The CEO of Dynegy resigned today, leaving a company that is under investigation for allegedly making bogus electricity trades. Chuck Watson's departure comes 4 days after Dynegy's partner in those trades, CMS Energy, lost its chief executive. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, investors, creditors, and regulators are all taking a closer look at the energy trading industry in the wake of Enron's collapse.
Chuck Watson was a co-founder of Dynegy. Fellow board members described the former CEO as the epitome of an entrepreneur who built the company from a small business 17 years ago into an industry giant that nearly took over Enron last fall. The last 6 months have been tough on Dynegy, though, and others in the deregulated electricity business. The company's stock price has plunged more than 75%. Its bond rating was cut to one notch above junk status. And last week, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Houston subpoenaed Dynegy's trading records. Company officials insist the investigations into its trading are not what triggered Watson's resignation as chairman and chief executive, but interim chairman Glenn Tilton admitted during a conference call the business is facing profound and rapid changes.
It's no secret that a series of events has hurt the credibility of the industry and it's eroded investor confidence. As a result, both Chuck and the board have agreed that it's in the best interest of Dynegy to look for different leadership as we take the company forward.
The latest blow for Dynegy was the revelation that the company engaged in so-called round-trip electricity trades with Michigan-based CMS Energy. That is, the two bought and sold power from one another at the same price simultaneously, a wash transaction in which no power actually changed hands. Such trading by itself is not illegal, but it has raised questions from securities and energy regulators. The leader of CMS resigned last week, and two executives from Reliant Energy have also stepped down after Reliant acknowledged making round-trip trades of its own. Regulators want to know whether the trades were designed to manipulate either the stock market or the electricity market. Stanford economist Frank Wolak says it's doubtful round-trip trades played a significant role in raising California power prices. He says a more likely goal was to make the traders look better on Wall Street.
It's a very good way for me to gin up my revenue figures. And if, for example, Fortune 500 companies are measured by their revenues, if I really want to gin up my numbers, then just engage in a lot of these swaps. I guess what I would argue is more of a warning to Wall Street, don't look at the revenue numbers, look at the profitability of the company.
Unlike Reliant and CMS, Dynegy did not include round-trip trades in its annual sales or revenue report. Today, interim CEO Dan Dienstbier sought to draw a distinction between Dynegy, with its tangible pipelines and power plants, and discredited trading companies like Enron.
Dynegy has what pure trading organizations do not have, and that is a highly developed logistics and infrastructure and a delivery network that are backed by assets and products that we own, that we manage, or that we control.
Still, creditors that lent money to Dynegy remain concerned. Moody's bond rating agency has the company under review. Any downgrade would relegate Dynegy to junk bond status. Dynegy and other energy firms are working to improve their credit outlook. The company's problems are far from unique in an industry that's still trying to escape the shadow cast by Enron. Steve Bergstrom, who's staying on as Dynegy's president, says the new leadership team should help.
This industry is either going to make it together or we're going to not make it together. It's not about any one company. And I'm here to tell you that I'm here to stay. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to bring this thing out of this thing for Chuck and the whole team. And it's going to happen. Just hang with us.
Skittish investors are hanging on for the moment. Dynegy's stock gained just over 4% for the day. Scott Horsley, NPR News.